You're listening to SBS News.
As firefighters brace for catastrophic conditions, dozens of blazes continue to burn, with summer officially still weeks away. And the bushfire heat has been turned up on the Morrison government after it was revealed it declined a meeting earlier this year with senior fire and emergency service leaders demanding action on climate change. It's an issue federal and state governments haven't been keen to debate amid the bushfire emergency. Nationals leader and Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack telling the ABC, providing shelter and protection for those affected by the fires is now the top priority.
What people need now is a little bit of sympathy, understanding and real assistance. They need help. They need shelter.
Why is it wrong to ask those questions?
Well, they don't need the ravings of some pure, enlightened and woke capital city greenies at this time when they're trying to save their homes.
He went so far as dismissing critics as inner city raving lunatics. But concerns about government inaction isn't reserved for those living in the inner suburbs of our capitals. And two community leaders who have witnessed the devastation of the New South Wales and Queensland fires directly have expressed their anger with Mr. McCormack's dismissive response. Councillor Carol Sparks, Mayor of the Glen Innes Shire in northern New South Wales, says there is no doubt about what has led to such dangerous conditions for bushfires.
I think it was last week 11,000 scientists came out supporting climate change. Ex-fire commissioners have come out saying this is the effects of climate change. I mean, why isn't he listening to the people? Why isn't he listening to the experts and why isn't he listening to science?
That's a view shared by her counterpart in Queensland, Noosa Mayor Councillor Tony Wellington.
I think if you start to look at the changes that have been occurring, particularly over the last 20 years or so, we are definitely seeing climate change in action.
Deputy Greens leader Adam Bandt blames the Prime Minister and his deputy's pro-coal stance and reluctance to crack down on the industry's greenhouse emissions.
When you cuddle coal in Canberra, the rest of the country burns. Michael McCormack and Scott Morrison bear some responsibility for what is happening at the moment because they have done everything in their power to make these kind of catastrophic bushfires more likely.
Comments that didn't go down well with Michael McCormack.
Absolutely should be ashamed of himself for coming out and saying that in any way, shape or form the Prime Minister or the government should be responsible in some way for the lives lost. I mean, this is despicable.
And while Labor's Senate leader Penny Wong opted for a more diplomatic tone.
I understand why people are anxious about this. What I would say is when we get through this, it is a responsible thing for us to focus on how we plan to keep Australians safe.
It seems the politics of climate change will rage over summer as the bushfire threat only intensifies. Gareth Borum, SBS News.